Vickery, Robert. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. April 17, 1904. Mr. Robert Vickery, my dear brother. I hear that you have some money lent on interest to the Review and Herald, Battle Creek, Michigan, and to the General Conference Association, Washington. An officer of the General Conference, hearing of the great work I have to do in bringing out my books, has intimated that the association would be willing to release part of the money they have borrowed from you, if you should desire to lend it to me. I now write to ask you if you will let me have the use of $2,000 to help me in bringing out books that the people need. I greatly desire to see the third angel's message proclaimed with a loud voice, with a power that will make the armies of Satan tremble. God would have us do all we can to save a perishing world. I know that the end is near, and I desire to do all in my power to warn those who are in the path of error. While the Lord spares my life, I shall use all the powers He gives me in letting the light of the gospel shine forth in clear, bright rays, as a lamp that burneth, that sinners may be saved. If I should fall in the conflict before the Lord's appearing, my sons would carry forward the work of circulating my books according to my plans. When the expense of issuing my books is lessened, the sales will soon pay up all my debts. I should be very much pleased to see you and talk with you of the faith that we have both held for so many years. For some time I have hoped to visit Southern California, but I have been too busy in preparing books for publication. We find it difficult to bring out all the books that we desire to, for we have not the means to pay for the work that must be done on them. But the Lord knows all about this, and He may move upon the hearts of someone who can do so to help us in this time of need. It is hard to be delayed in this work, for we know that we have but a short time to labor, and we greatly desire to give the world the light we have received from the Lord. We shall do what we can in the preparation of the matter, and will ask the Lord to lay the burden upon those who can help us with their talent of means. Some have already lent me money. Upon this money I pay them 5% interest, and whenever they call for the return of the money, I send it to them. My brother, will you help us in our efforts to get before the people of the world the message of warning that is to prepare a people to stand in the great day of test and trial, so soon to come upon all men? All that I can do is to ask. Then, if no response comes, it will not be because of a neglect on my part. I praise the Lord that the time is soon coming when everyone whose name is written in the book of life will be delivered. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Psalm 46, verse 1, 2. Our God is all-powerful, and He doeth according to His will. We are to move according to His directions, even though we be led to the very gates of death. Then our lives will be safe, for they will be hid with Christ in God. I am so thankful to my Heavenly Father for His daily blessings to me. About a week ago, I felt completely worn out with the effort I had put forth in writing. My mind would not work, and I felt much depressed. I had almost given up hope of ever feeling rested again. But one night, I prayed to God most earnestly for His strengthening, healing power to rest upon me, that I might be able to write out some things that ought to be published. I then went to sleep. In the night season, I seemed to be speaking to different congregations in regard to the healing, quickening power of the Holy Spirit. At 2:30 I awoke. My headache was gone, and the soothing influence of the Spirit of God rested upon me. I walked the floor of my room and praised God. I then took my pen in hand and found that my mind was clear and that I could write as well as ever. Since this experience, I have written a great deal. Our Savior is the most skillful physician in the world.
I praise him for the marked blessing that he bestowed upon me at this time. True religion is a religion that keeps in view constantly the honor and glory of God. We are to regard our Heavenly Father with holy fear and reverence. He requires of his blood-bought heritage a cheerful obedience. As we realize his great love, our hearts will be inspired with gratitude. We shall serve him with cheerfulness and firmly, confidently, put our trust wholly in him.
I long to express in my life service the joy of Christ. I long to be imbued with his Spirit that I may be a blessing to others. We have the promise, I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me. Jeremiah 32, verse 39, 40. God is great in counsel and mighty in work. His eyes are open unto all the ways of the sons of men, to give every one according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Verse 19. May the Lord bless you and lead you to comply with my request is my earnest prayer. Your sister in Christ.